So today I am going to talk to you guys about why our family doesn't do the gift of experiences. We don't do like the four rule gift of like getting our kids something they want, need, wear, and read. We just get regular toys and presents and gifts, and we have a lot of fun with it. And I know this isn't for everybody. If you want to do your own set of like criteria and gifts for your family, if you only want to give the gift of experience, go ahead and do that. But this is what I see a lot of times, is that people are overwhelmed by their house, you know, the 11 months out of the year, they're overwhelmed, they're burdened. And then when it comes time to have like this fun gift giving season of like getting toys and kind of splurging and going out and buying your kids gifts and having fun with it, you don't have fun with it and you don't enjoy it, and you hold yourself back and you don't end up getting your kids gifts that they really want. You're not excited about it. You're not happy about it. You're really annoyed by everybody giving your kids gifts. And I want to get you out of that. I want you to actually enjoy giving your kids gifts. I want you to enjoy getting gifts from your family and friends, and kind of get out of the cycle, because the problem isn't Christmas. Okay. The problem isn't this 1 month out of the year. The problem is the other 11 months out of the year where you haven't purged. You just continue to consume and consume and consume, and it's not good for you. So I'm not going to talk about decluttering today because we have tons of videos and content about that. What I am going to tell you is why, you know, even if, okay, never mind. I'm just going to tell you guys why we don't do the gifts of experience and why we don't do the four rule thing and how we actually do it. And I'll tell you about some past Christmases that we've had, what they were like, because we've been on both ends of the spectrum where we're like just buying and buying and buying a whole bunch of stuff and it didn't really mean anything. And then we've had really broke Christmases where we couldn't even buy gifts until the day after Christmas. So the answer is in between, but I want to make it so that you guys can actually enjoy this. And I want to tell you guys kind of my own personal opinion about giving the gift of time or the gift of experiences with your kids, because I understand the sentiment behind it. I understand that it's very well-meaning, but it's just not something that I want to do. And it doesn't like make me feel all warm and fuzzy. It actually makes me feel kind of like weird. So let's just get right into this. And then, like I said, guys, you don't have to do it how we do. You do what feels right for you and your family. And I'll just kind of share what we do. So I've seen a lot of people asking about like, what do I get my kids? And the default answer, like the fallback, the default answer is experiences, something they want, need, wear, read. Okay. And then when you talk about the gift of experiences, okay, first of all, I don't think anybody really like knows what that means. Like when you say zoo passes, museum passes, all those things, that's great. And then sometimes there's like making like a coupon book of like a date night with mom once a month, going out to get ice cream or whatever, which is great. Give your kids that. But for me, it's really weird and icky and uncomfortable to package up your time and your presence with your kids, wrapping it up and letting them open it up on Christmas. Like it's this special thing that they get, like, oh, on Christmas, you get to spend time with me. You know, on Christmas, you get to go somewhere fun with mom. And it just seems weird to me because I don't want my kids to feel like my time is so limited. Like my time is so precious, and I don't have enough for them that I have to package it up and give it away on Christmas. Like that to me doesn't feel good. I don't want my kids to view our relationship that way, where it's very like transactional, where, you know, oh, I had some time. So, you know what? I planned out the entire year. You get one night a week with me or one night a month with me where we get to go do something special and fun. That to me isn't how I want my kids to view us. I don't package up my time and my presence and give it as a gift. That's just something that I give freely and unconditionally every day of the year. Okay. So that's why I don't really do that. And I've never wanted to do that because it feels weird to me. Okay. My time isn't so limited that I have to package it up and give it away for Christmas. And then, I mean, then there's also kind of the logistics of it as like follow through and making sure that it happens. And like you make these coupon books and Does anybody actually follow through like the entire year, like with those? I don't know. Like to me, it seems really complicated. It seems weird. And I just don't, I want to be able to spend time with my kids and go do those things with them anyway, unconditionally, just because that's what we do. Okay. Because that's what we do as a family. Okay. The other part about this is that the experiences, like I said, it's just my personal opinion, but I want to give them experiences and do things with them all year round. I like to kind of fly by the seat of my pants. So I don't really want to plan out an entire year and be like, here on Christmas, I got you a museum pass. You know, maybe we'll use it a couple times a year. Because realistically, guys, you have to think logistically too. Like if you get a zoo pass, you know, you're going to the zoo because you want to go to the zoo. You're not going to the zoo and they're not going to remember like, oh, mom got me that for Christmas. Like you want to go to the zoo because you want to go to the zoo and you want to have fun in that moment. Instead of trying to just, is this making sense to you guys? Let me know in the comments if this is making sense to you. But I want my kids to know that living life and having experiences isn't something that you get for Christmas. Living life and having experiences is something that we do as a family because we love to spend time with each other. And that's just how it is, okay? It's not this special occasion that you get on Christmas. Hey, Jean. So let me know what you guys think about that in the comments, because I am kind of curious and I am kind of scared to tell you guys this because I know that's like the default answer. And I don't really agree with it. Okay. My time is not so limited that my kids get it as a gift. Okay. It doesn't make sense. Cool. Now let's talk about like the four criteria thing, because the first default answer that everybody gives is like, what do I get my kids for Christmas? Is experiences, right? And the second one that everybody says there is get them four gifts, something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. And I don't do that, guys, because honestly, it's not fun to me, okay? I don't like rules and restrictions. I am all about having fun. And Jessica, I'm going to talk about that because I have a couple of things that my daughter asked for this year that I'm going to share with you guys when I tell you about how we do Christmas. But it's not fun to me, okay? It's not fun to me to be like, oh, we have these four things. I got to go find these four things and everybody's going to get this. And it just feels so sterile and not personal. And I just personally don't find fun with it. I don't find fun with it. I want to be able to get them a gift that is exciting. I don't want to get them a four thing. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do that. I'm not saying that the idea behind it is wrong or anything like that. I'm just saying for me personally, I don't enjoy it. I want to be able to get my kids whatever gift that they've been excited about all year, and I want to get them that. Okay? So that's why we don't do the four criteria. I have never, like, it's never been something that I'm like, that's a great idea. I love that idea, because I just don't. Okay, and that's me personally. I'm not dogging on the idea. I'm not dogging on anybody who does it. Just for us in our house, like, it's not fun. I feel like I can tell you guys this because you guys know that we're not a materialistic family. We don't have clutter. We don't overconsume, right? But on Christmas, heck yeah, I want to go all out. Within our financial means, which I'm going to talk about in a second too. So my next point that I want to tell you guys is that I really just love gifts. Okay. I love to give my kids gifts. It's not about like everything that we talk about in here is not about not having things. It's not about not giving things. It's not about not having toys. It's not about like living with nothing and restriction and rules. It's about the exact opposite. It's about doing the things that you love to do, that you have fun with, that you enjoy, that your kids enjoy, and doing it because you want to. So that's how Christmas rolls around here. Like I straight up ask my kids, and my kids are not spoiled, they are not entitled, but I straight up ask my kids, what do you want for Christmas this year? And they will put down very realistic things. Last year, my son wanted a basketball hoop because he was really into sports. So we got him a basketball hoop. My daughter this year is asking for a Calico Critters dollhouse set. So we got her a Calico Critters dollhouse set. Okay. And they don't ask for a whole bunch of excessive stuff. They used to, but that was like back when we did our first Christmases. So let me tell you, let's just switch right into that. So our first Christmases, probably like the first 4 to 5 years, we went all out with Christmas, but we did it in the wrong way. We were like counting gifts. We were like, every kid gets 12 gifts. Okay, so we have to go buy every kid 12 gifts. And it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as they all have the same amount of things to open and it's even and it looks like a lot under the tree. And when they wake up in the morning, it's really overwhelming and really exciting. And they're like, oh my God, Santa, because we do Santa too, guys. But we did it for the wrong reasons. And the way that we would do it is give our kids the Toys R Us gift guide and have them just circle everything. And the stuff that they were circling, they didn't even know what it was. It was a really bright and colorful picture that looked cool in the catalog, and they circled it and circled it and circled it. And we're like, okay, buy that. Okay, buy that. Okay, buy that. And it was very impersonal, especially because our kids were really young. So they really didn't care that much about it anyway, but we spent way too much money. January always sucked trying to figure out how are we going to eat? How are we going to pay the electric bill? All these stupid things, because we spent too much money on toys that weren't important or valuable to our kids. And that's how we did the first like 5 Christmases. It was way too much. It was basically an assembly line of presents. Like, here, open this, put it next, like open it up, put it down next. Like, they didn't care about it. It was exciting because it was so much and so overstimulating, but it wasn't special to them. And it really wasn't special to my husband and I. Like, we got pretty like overwhelmed by it. We're like, oh my God, all this money. Oh my God, you have to play with everything. Oh my God, it's such a mess because now we have all this new stuff on top of the old stuff. And it was just, it wasn't satisfying. It felt not very fulfilling. Okay, and Christmas should be fulfilling. I'm going to come back to the comments in a minute, guys. But that was our first Christmases. Pretty overwhelming. My husband, I think, is watching me on the camera. That's funny. And I do have to plug my computer in because he just sent me a text message. Okay, so it was pretty overwhelming, not very fun, more stressful than it was joyful, and full of a lot of self-texting me obligation versus like, I really want to do this because my kids are really going to enjoy it. Then, guys, our first Christmas when we moved to Florida was completely different. Okay, we had a lot of business expenses. We had to start up a business, which is it takes a lot of money. We didn't have a whole lot, and we actually couldn't buy our kids Christmas gifts until December 26th. So luckily, they were young enough to not understand dates, and we could fit it around to where Christmas happened later than December 25th. But even then, we didn't get them a whole lot. We got them some riding cars for the yard, and that was what they got for Christmas. And even though Christmas was 2 days late, even though we couldn't afford a lot, we had already been living with less toys at that point in our totally uncluttered home because we threw everything away and moved to Florida. And it was really nice because those were toys that they really wanted and that they could really play with and that they really spent a lot of time enjoying. And that was kind of like the light bulb moment for me on what Christmas should be. It doesn't mean that you don't buy toys. It doesn't mean that you give them a zoo pass or a trip to get ice cream. It means that you know your kids, you know their hobbies and their interests and what they love to play with, and you know what they've been wanting and been asking for, and then you can get it for them. And the only thing I'll say about this is stay within your means, okay? Don't go broke. Don't go into debt buying gifts. But know that it doesn't need to be over the top. It doesn't need to be crazy. It doesn't need to be that, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys how we do it now and what it actually looks like this year for them. And then I'm going to go back and read the comments and catch up on the comments. So this year, my son is asking for, and guys, my kids are 9 and 7. So my son is asking for NHL 19 on the Xbox. He's asking for a dodgeball set. He really loves dodgeball, so he wants like the really nice dodgeballs. Magnet tiles, because they have a little set, but they want more because you can build really big, cool things with that. So those are the things that we got him. That's what he asked for. That's what we got. Yes, magnet tiles are expensive. Yes, NHL 19 is an expensive game. Yes, you know, a dodgeball set is a lot of money. But those are the things that he has, he's interested in, that I know he'll play with, and I know that he'll be excited to open up on Christmas. Now, my daughter, who's 9, really loves calico critters. And you guys have seen that she builds like dollhouses out of diaper boxes. And so she plays with dollhouses. She loves them. She has all of the little people. So I got her one of the really nice calico critter dollhouse sets. And that's pretty much all she's getting as a big gift, because that's all she wants. That's all she's asked for. And that's okay. So that's what we're getting our kids. And I'm getting them some other little things, like, I can't even remember, like slime, because I know that they'll play with that all the time, slime, and some, those little squishy things that they can color and they can design themselves. And that's really it. And I know that when it comes time to be Christmas, like, they're going to be really excited about getting those things. They're going to appreciate it and they're going to have fun with it. And I don't have to feel badly about it. And we've spent probably like $300. Okay. So that's really not a lot. I don't know how much people spend on Christmas, honestly, because I don't care. But I mean, they're getting everything that they want, and we're not going broke. We're living within our means, and it's going to be a really good Christmas for them. And what else was I going to say? That's it. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. They're going to like it. I'm not obsessed over, like, do they have an even amount of gifts, because they're not going to care. They're going to be like, wow, this is what I wanted, and this is what I asked for. Thank you so much. And that's it. Like, that's what it should be. And we're going to be able to play with it on Christmas and not be overwhelmed by all of this stuff, and actually be able to, like, sit down and play with them and enjoy Christmas and not be like trying to clean up the mountains of toys and find space for them in the house, because we have space. Because the 11 months out of the year, we are very intentional about what we buy and what we keep and about purging and making sure that the 11 months out of the year that's most important, we are doing what we need to do. So I'm going to go back and catch up on the comments real quick. Let me know what you guys think. Jessica says, I agree for the most part, besides maybe a couple of very local places to me. We always do need clothes and wants. Yeah. So, I've never given them gifts, like clothing as gifts, because it's not exciting for them. However, my daughter is 9 and she's getting to that age where getting some cute clothes would be exciting for her. I did ask her if she wanted some this year. She said no, but I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do this. The other thing that my daughter did ask for is a gift card to Build-A-Bear. And I thought that was a really cool thing that she asked for, because she wanted to be able to go get a Build-A-Bear and pick out an outfit for it. And so I'm going to get her that too. And she knows, because she's 9, that we're not going to be able to do it on Christmas Day. But I'll take her to go get that Build-A-Bear, and she can pick out an outfit for it sometime after Christmas. And that is kind of an idea of like a gift of experience that I will do, because she specifically asked for it. Because she does ask to go to Build-A-Bear like year round. And I always tell her no, because first of all, you have to go to the mall. Second of all, it's really expensive. Third of all, like, we already have stuffed animals, but because she asked and has been asking for a long time, I will go get her that gift card and we will go do a special Build-A-Bear day. So like I said, guys, like, I just completely negated everything that I said, but she's old enough and that's what she asked for. Okay. Jean says, I would never give my kids my time for Christmas, but they both received a movie theater gift card from a family member, and I'm totally on board with that. Yes, Jean, that is a really good point too. So like, when people ask, like, if people are asking you what to get, you know, saying things like that is a really good idea to request, I think, from other people. Because like I said at the beginning, it is kind of weird to like give your kids, like package up your time for your kids, where you're like, hey guys, you know, I didn't get you anything. Here's some time with your mom. Like, it's just weird. Carrie says, I had wanted to do a family trip instead of presents, but I just set a small budget and bought things instead. That's something that I want to do in the future when my kids are older. Because I feel like the older kids get, like, the less they want stuff. And I noticed that with my daughter this year, my 9-year-old. It took a lot out of me to be like, what do you want, girl? Like, what do you want? Like, if you could get anything, what would you want? And she's like, I don't know. But I think as they get older, I definitely want to do things like taking a trip somewhere, like taking you guys to Italy. That's really expensive, right? That is down the road, something that I want to do, maybe 1 year, or maybe like a traditional thing. So, but when they're older, they don't really care about it right now, especially my one-year-old. Jessica says, we got the magnet tiles. Ooh, yeah, we got the magnet tiles too. Carrie says, I got Alexander one gift and clothes for his birthday, but went a little crazy for Christmas. Totally fine. NHL games are a favorite here. Yes. And they will play with that for a long time. And my stepson in Alaska, we get them the same games on the Xbox, and then they put their headsets on or FaceTime each other and play the games together. So that's really cool too. If anybody has like stepkids who aren't at home all the time, that's a really good way for your kids to stay in touch with them. Danielle says, hello. And Amy says, I love this. Okay. Mandy says, do you worry about getting each kid the same number of gifts? Not anymore, because I'm getting them what they are asking for and what they want. So they don't count the gifts. They really don't care. They're just excited that they asked for what they wanted and then they got it. So they're really not, it's never been an issue. And it's been like 5 years of us doing this. So that's how we do. We don't worry about the number. Some people do. Some people feel like it needs to be even. But then again, like there are some years, like last year, we got my son a basketball hoop, which is like a $250, $300 basketball hoop. Like, no way I'm getting you a $300 basketball hoop and then eight other things just to keep the number even. Like, that's not how it works. In the Lockwood house, okay, do it however you want. Lindsay says, I found Barrett a fort making set because he loves building forts. It's great to find things you know they will love and play with instead of getting something because it's a top toy. Exactly. Exactly. And that kind of goes back to the number gift. Like, I'm not going to buy them gifts that don't really mean anything just because I want to keep the number the same. Cheyenne says, I was late. Can you recap why you don't do experience gifts? What your cons are for those? We're doing real gifts for sure, but also experience. So yeah, we just don't do, it gets, I don't know if you already picked up what I was saying, Cheyenne, but basically for me, it feels very icky and weird and not good for me to package up my time and my presence and give it to my kids as a gift. I want to give them my time and my presence all year round. I feel like giving that to them as a gift makes it feel like my time with them is very conditional. And I want them to know that we do fun things together because that's just what we do as a family. We do things together and I spend time with you because I'm your mom and we are a family and I love spending time with you. Not because I want to give it to you on Christmas. I feel like, and this isn't always true, obviously, because I did tell you guys that, you know, we did get Brie a gift card to Build-A-Bear, but I feel like sometimes it's a cop-out to where you don't want more clutter in your home. So you're like, I'm going to give you the gift of experience. And there's also just kind of like a lot of logistical things that come into play when you give the gift of experiences. It's depending on the ages of your kids too, I think is really important. Cause like if a 4-year-old opens up a zoo pass, they're not going to be super thrilled, right? They're going to be like, oh, a piece of paper. Thanks. You know, they're very immediate. They can't think that far into the future. So it's not very fun for them. And I want Christmas to be fun and exciting. And I think if you do the other 11 months out of the year right, as far as decluttering your home and getting a grip on your things so that you're not overwhelmed by the incoming amount of toys, and make sure that you're not just going crazy and getting a whole bunch of crap that isn't important for Christmas, that you can buy gifts and have fun with it and it can be really meaningful and special. But, you know, especially when my kids were like 2 and 4, like, if I had given them, you know, a movie pass, they would be like, so are we going to go to the movie now? And I'd have to be like, no, it's Christmas, you know, and then we have to work and, you know, we can't do it this weekend and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it's like Christmas gift was like, not exciting to them. For older kids though, that's a really good idea. You know, my 9-year-old would probably be really excited to get like movie gift cards so that she could take a friend to a movie or whatever. But that's kind of my take on it, my personal view on it. Basically, my time and my presence with my kids isn't something that I give them to open up on Christmas. I did get my kids clothes, but that's because they get excited about new shoes and stuff. Yes. How do you decide Santa gifts versus your gifts? I don't know. I think we usually, honestly, guys, my kids don't really pay attention. For the most part, we've always just done pretty much everything from Santa because they were little and they didn't care. but we would do like the bigger thing from us, like the biggest thing. So like when my son got the basketball hoop, that was from us because that's a really big thing. But other than that, we really just don't overthink it. Like we don't put labels on the gifts. We're pretty boring and plain. Like we just like put their names on it so that they know whose is whose, but we don't really obsess over like from Santa or from mom and dad, and we don't overthink it. I don't get like gift tags either. I just write it on there with a Sharpie. That's because we were broke for a long time, and I was like, no way am I spending $10 on gift tags. Forget that. Sharpie works just fine. They both got one big gift and one small, and that's it. Yes. Perfect. We are flying out on Christmas, so most of their gifts are for the trip in the plane. Perfect. That's a really good idea too. Jessica says, just finished making lists for kids Christmas now to just decide what the heck I want. Yeah, I don't know what I want either. Get me some Misty jewelry from Misty and some earthy herb stuff from Jody. I'm good. Okay, now that you said experiences from other family members, that's mostly what we did, but we also like to do tickets to ride the Polar Express and tickets to Wild Kratts Live. Yeah, do it. You give physical gifts only once a year-ish, but experience gifts all year long. Yes, exactly, Danielle. So Kaylee's waking up. I'm going to hang up on the podcast. I'll see you guys later.